Talking with Mark Hodges, the executive director of Plains Grain. And Mark, you're continuing to follow this hard red winter wheat crop, and we're really almost done with harvest in the southern plains, the southern hard red winter wheat belt, and well over 90% in Texas, Oklahoma, and getting there in Kansas as well.
Yeah, we're in upper 90% range in Texas and Oklahoma, as you mentioned, and really Kansas is about three quarters done at this point. The area in Kansas that remains to be harvested is in that northwest corner and then across the very northern tier of Kansas. They have started cutting wheat in Colorado in that southeast side, but it's moving northward fairly rapidly. And then in the southeast part of Nebraska, they've started harvesting. 3 or 4% of that area has been harvested at this point. Again, it's too early to really tell what those numbers are. As far as quality goes, and then in the Pacific Northwest, Oregon has started harvesting. So we're kind of in full swing in the middle nationwide right now.
Let's talk a bit about the quality aspects. This is something you've actually been doing, measuring and testing for several years now to try to give more information back to our end users.
We have, and of course, a lot of years it's really hard to get our arms around what that quality is based on the conditions that this crop has developed under. But we're really pleased this year. We do have a little lower protein than what we'd probably like to see. Right now we're averaging 11.3 on protein. We'd like to see a little higher than that, but the preliminary testing we've done with subsamples indicates it's an issue of quantity of protein and not quality of protein. We have high quality in this protein that we've got. It's a lot easier to fix those problems if there are any under those conditions. So we're very happy about what we're seeing as far as quality goes at this point. And the few millers we've talked to that have run their own test and the bakers, I think they're reasonably happy with this crop considering what they thought it could have been, considering the high yields we've had, which a lot of times equates out to very low protein. But we're pretty happy with what we've seen to this point.
As far as the overall yields, I know that that's still kind of anecdotal at this point, but we're hearing some very encouraging things about the amount of bushels coming in.
We have, and of course, you get into far western sides of Oklahoma, Kansas especially, we've heard some really high yields out there. Those guys probably would have fertilized for a 40, 50 bushel crop. It's not unusual here, 70, 80. 90 bushels acre, some higher than that. So, we're pleased because from that standpoint, too, because producers need as much help as they can get with the market the way it is right now. And, of course, more bushels hopefully puts more money in their pocket.
I guess that kind of brings us back around to that protein issue, though. We almost, to use a football term, we kind of outkicked the coverage.
Well, that's true. And, of course, it's almost surprising that the protein is as good as it is, even to me, because if there was enough nitrogen put down early, as much rain as we've had, as much precipitation we've had on this crop, you would have thought a lot of that would have leached down below the root zone and not have been available to the plant. And, of course, a lot, especially in Oklahoma and Kansas, it was so wet during the final stages of the development of the crop that if they didn't have enough nitrogen down early, they weren't able to get on the ground to put it down. So it's kind of amazing that the protein is at the level it is.
You've done most of your testing now for Texas, Oklahoma, right?
We're completely done with pulling samples in Texas and Oklahoma. Right now we've got Texas at 97% complete, Oklahoma at 99% complete. And really the southern half of Kansas, we're done testing. They're winding down harvest there. We feel pretty comfortable with the numbers we're getting at this point out of those two states and the southern half of Kansas.
Okay. Very good.